Tommy's Tavern.
Time to go inside the Lara camp for reaction from their coach, Shane Stone. He's standing patiently beside Josh Conway.
Rock, thanks for joining us post-game. Your thoughts on that that afternoon? We're saying off air you were pretty proud of the effort. Is that the biggest takeaway from this afternoon?
Yeah, I think we worked hard after quarter time, and a few things we've been working on. Probably took a little bit of time in the game as well to work on, like our defensive setup and that sort of thing, and just the effort, I guess, to, you know, again, probably that first quarter cost us a little bit, but the effort and the way we rallied and fought the game out really well, I thought, to be in a position where, you know, you're still coming at them, and maybe next year or the year after you're in a position where you can win that one.
Did you change anything structurally after quarter time or game plan wise, or was it simply guys picking up and executing what you're trying to do a bit better?
Yeah, it was probably just executing a bit better. It's just a couple of turnovers cost us goals, and then not being able to get it out of our back half. So we didn't change anything structurally, but we just sort of, you know, highlighted a bit of first back after the break, and a little bit headless around the contest. We knew they were going to get us, we'll try and get us on the outside, and we just probably got in a little bit tight in that first quarter and allowed them to get outside. And, you know, if that had kicked straighter, who knows? But I thought we fought back pretty well, and in the end, we kicked, you know, more points than what they did. So,
just a couple of moments in the game, Rock, the bounce in front of Aiden Yelland, where if it sits for him, you're probably going the other way, and best case goaling, you're back to within 7 points. And I think there was the shot at goal. I can't remember who it was, but it was touched off the boot. But Josh said he saw your reaction from the coach's box, and you were pretty excited, but it was called as touch. Just, it seems that when you're lower down on the ladder, those things don't go your way.
Yeah, not a lot goes our way at the moment, so you've got to try and make your own luck at times. But, there were some moments in the third as well. I thought we were out a few times. I think there's one, Daisy got it rolled, Taywin's running into an open goal, and that silly oval ball bounces up and goes over the back of his head. And, you know, I reckon probably three times we got him out, like we got the ball back and had him forward of the footy, and just either a little bad decision, we come out, I think, you know, Kane Ettridge got it on the Otayo and hit Kano up, and we had Connor sort of out, had space out the back of him, and he come back up at it and just made the kick a little bit harder. Just little things that, you know, they've got to keep learning on, and that's the difference in the game, really. You kick those three and don't turn that over and they go back and kick one. It just, you know, drops your shoulders a little bit. But, like, in saying that, when those things did happen in the past, we probably did drop our shoulders, but they fought it out really well.
I was going to say, when the margin got out to about 5 goals, when I think Tommy Gillett goaled about the 7-minute mark, it had that sense of foreboding that, gee, Grovedale could bang on 5, you lose by 10 goals and not be a true reflection. But I suspect that's what you're happy with, that there was a response, and, you know, the margin might be 27, but it's not truly reflective of what we saw.
Yeah, no, I think that was the big thing. You know, and I think as a club, that's what we're trying to do. Like South Barwon, we had everyone dropped their shoulders a little bit in the last, and they were able to pile them on, because I think once you stop defending in this comp, you're going to get hurt pretty quick. So, yeah, I was really happy. And even, you know, like just a sense of belief. You could just feel them starting to grow a little bit out there and believe that they were a chance. It was just probably that, you know, that little moment, that little turnover that a side that's going a little bit better make the most of. And we, you know, it sort of costs you in the end. It's a 2-goal turnaround. It's going from you guys, you know, us 15 points down to all of a sudden you're 27 points down.
Yeah, I was going to say two-goal turnarounds and you almost win the game.
Yeah, that's right.
Stoney, you've got two blokes in the team named Stone. They go okay.
Yeah.
They went pretty well today.
They did. Yeah. They did. They went okay. Yeah, and I was pretty happy with Az's game today. He played really well.
Yeah, he came off with a bit of a stinger or something. Josh had him at St John of God there for a minute with a shoulder, but he was okay.
Oh, he carries on a bit, doesn't he?
Yeah, Kirsch said that that's not his godson, so that's what he was okay with.
Jordan
that.
Wouldn't do that. Don't worry about it.
No, he heard something crack. He was in trouble, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. how long's Mitch Day signed for? 2063?
Yeah, I reckon we should be able to get another 4 or 5 out of the big boy.
he was amazing today.
Yeah, he is. I mean, you sort of look at what they had up front, and they had a couple to help Gillett out and sort of learn the craft. And Mitch we probably don't do any favours with the way we kick the ball to him a lot of the times. And I think we're, you know, our club hasn't had a guy like him forward of the footy for a long time. And I think we're learning, you know, the guys are still learning to get it in nice and quick and just put it out in front, because he's not dropping it.
Rock,
absolutely.
Rock, there was a period there where he had eight on him at one stage. Yeah. We looked up, there was eight in his area.
And when you see that, like, you sort of look and you go, well, where the hell are our blokes? Wouldn't you be front and square?
We did
well,
say that. Jason Donnelly actually picked him out,
we picked him out.
Yeah, it wasn't that to do was lower your eyes and hit someone else up.
Don't worry, we'll be having a look at that during the week. Yeah, not even that. Like, still kick it to him, but where's the other, like, as a crummer?
Yeah,
that's easy.
Right, yeah.
Easy. We'd be kicking plenty, Kirsch.
Yeah, I know.
Does he get enough protection, Rock?
From the umpires? Yeah. No, he doesn't. He gets held and jumped on and all that sort of stuff. But that's, you know, I think that's, I don't know, whether it's because he's a little bit older and a little bit bigger, you know, a little bit rougher with the young kids. Maybe they don't like that.
Maybe we'll get Stephen Day to talk to the umpires, Rock.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard gig. They've got a lot to think about.
You shouldn't have to pay, though, because you're 195 centimetres and 105 kegs.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's right. That's right. But
We want to come and see blokes kick goals, don't we?
Yeah. And he just wants a fair run at it. And not, you know, like, if he beats him one-on-one, well, then so be it. But then you see it down the other end, and that's what frustrates you.
Yeah. Rock, next week, you turn your attention to a clash with Bell Park, and I suppose it's another chance to gauge your improvement when you take on these sides that are vying for finals berths.
Yeah, that's right. And I think we've just got to keep working a bit harder on stopping the goals against, which I think Kirsch highlighted before the game. But I think if we can keep bringing that down, and even today, we get looks and we get opportunities because, you know, if you can slow them down and win the footy back, you'll actually improve your offence. And it's about getting the boys to keep learning that. And, you know, every side you play against in the GFL is hard to... it's a hard comp. You don't get any easy ones, that's for sure. So,
You actually scored from your defensive transitions today too, Rock, which was pretty good, you know. Like, not just defending it and then getting it to halfway and then defending it again. You actually scored from your defensive transitions, which was really good.
Yeah, it was.
Rock, great to talk to you. The sun has basically set here at Birdie Reserve, so we might you...
Getting cold.
Yeah, maybe have a quiet lemon squash with the Grovedale boys. I think you're allowed in there and have a chat with...
Spoiled arm Fraser.
I was going to say, geez, a strong Werribee connection floating around, isn't there?
You won't have a beer with Spoilto, he's not well.
Isn't he? Had a big one last night, did he? Were you out this way, Kirsch, were you?
No, I wasn't. I'm glad it wasn't last Friday, Rock.
Hey, Rock, thanks for your support of today. We really appreciate you giving us your time, and we wish you the very best of luck for the rest of the season, and we might be seeing you sometime in the back half of the year.
Well done. Hopefully, we just keep building. Thanks, boys.
Well done on your performance today. Thanks for joining us. Shane Stone joining us there from the Lara Rooms. Miami's Tavern.